takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. What?
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Brian.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk some Beatles?
Okay. I like the Beatles.
You do like the Beatles. That's good. What do you know about the Butcher cover?
I know that it's rare.
Yes.
It's worth a lot of money.
Yes.
Only a few of them were printed. I don't know how many were printed, but I know that at a certain time, I guess it was the record labels, they changed the cover of that album, but some of them they just like plastered another copy over it.
Yeah, what happened was they had a picture. The album's called Yesterday and Today, and they took promo pictures, and one of the promo pictures was them in like these butcher outfits with all blood and these baby dolls with their heads off. Oh, yeah. And things like that. And they actually used it as the cover.
It's pretty bad, actually.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's right on my
album. And they're all smiling and giggling and everything. I'm like, all right, now, you know, it is what it is. So then they put the album on sale for one day at Sears, and then they pulled them all back. And they said, we can't have this. So if you have that original one, it's like $10,000. Like, wow. I saw a woman on Antiques Roadshow. She had it. She had the receipt from Sears.
That doesn't sound like a lot for that, though.
$10,000 for an album?
Yeah. It still doesn't seem like a lot to me.
Probably enough went out.
It's going to go up. It's obviously going to go up. So I remember reading it one time. I was just fascinated by it because Brian's right. What they did was they took the albums back, and instead of chucking them, you know, because you have money in it, they just picked a new cover and they put it over it. Okay? So now, when these albums surface, they're in three states. State number one is the motherlode. That's the original one. First state butcher cover is just the actual album when you bought it at Sears.
Right.
Okay. Second state is when they put the new cover on.
Like laminated on.
They just put it. Yeah. They took them all back and they said, okay, I'm just gonna put a cover on it. The new cover on. Okay. That's called second state. And then that cover you have. It's just them and Paul's like in a trunk, just sitting in a trunk. And then you have third state ones, which are when, because everybody who bought this album, the first thing they did was peel off the cover so they can see it. So it's the second state ones with the cover still on are actually worth a lot more than the third state ones. You know what I mean? So the first state ones are, that's at $10,000.
Wait, so the third state ones are the ones that are like,
it looks like a butcher cover, but somebody peeled off the thing, so it doesn't count. You know what I mean? So they're probably worth, I don't know, $20-$30. But the second state ones, depending on, and this is all I knew about it, was I know they come as mono and stereo, and they get made at different plants.
But how would they know for sure that that other cover was under there if they didn't peel the thing off?
I'm getting there.
Oh.
I'm getting there. So anyway, there's telltale signs. So I remember reading this story, and I'm like, wow, that's interesting. You know, I go to flea markets and stuff like that. I should always look for it. But, I mean, people, they love records. They go through those record bins.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Hey, I'm never going to.
We had a yard sale, and somebody pulled up just as we were breaking, putting stuff out. Got any records? It's like,
yeah. They go through them, and then they grab. I've never seen one. Like, I've never seen a butcher cover. I know what it looks like. I did my little bit of research. You know, I was just like, okay, I know there has to be a number on the back showing what plant. And I know it's stereo and mono, and I know what the cover looks like. That's all I know.
I don't know what the thinking was behind it. Like, what does that picture have to do with the title, Yesterday and Today? Like,
nothing.
Came up with that. Just, why did they, you know,
it was
they,
a joke.
It was kind of like a goof, and they were, you know. That really wasn't an album. I think it was more like a compilation album.
Yeah, I don't think it was one that they put out in England. Like, I think it was more of an American version.
So I've never seen one of these things. I never thought I'd ever see one of these things. So I'm at the flea market. And I go up to the guy's table, and he's got some stuff, and he has six albums laid out. There it is.
Wow.
You're kidding.
There it is. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. There's no way.
And you snatched it up?
It's me. It's me. There's no way I'm seeing this. But he only had 6 albums laid out on the table, so I'm like, he knows what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the thing's worth anywhere between $200 and $2,000.
Okay.
You know, depending. So I go to the guy and I'm like, play cool. Playing it cool.
How much you want to pay for this?
How much you want to pay? So I interesting. That's interesting. Oh, and then I'm like, I'm thinking of you. I'm like, oh, my friend's a big Beatles fan. He'll like this. Mm-hmm. How much for the Beatles album? You know, playing dumb.
Right.
You know, but he only had 6 albums out. So he had.
What were the other 5?
There, one was like a. They were all like special. They had weird things. One was a Doors album that had like a raised cover. So they were all collectible.
So he really knew what it was.
So he knew what was going on. So I'm like, all right, just, okay, you know, if it's anything under $200, I'll think about it because I know it's minimum worth $200. Maybe. I don't know what's better, stereo or mono. Right. I don't know which plant's better. Like, I don't know nothing, but I know the minimum's $200. How much is it? $20.
No way!
So I'm like, oh my God. Second state. Beatles portrait cover. I did it. I actually researched it. I researched something. I found it. And now, and then just to play cool. Play cool.
I'll give you 10.
Can you do 15? Like this guy could have said, hey, fucko. I just, no, now it's 40 and I would have paid him. This guy didn't understand the fact that he, so I'm like, all right, I'll take it. He said 18. I said, okay, $18. I'll take it. And I bought a couple other things. You know what I mean? I'm like, goodbye. Okay, here's the money. Thanks. Goodbye. And I walked away. And I'm like...
Your heart's pounding.
Oh, God. God. I'm like, I had... Oh, my God. And it's hot out. I'm like, getting it cool. So I'm going to the car. I'm buying stuff. I'm putting things in the car. I ain't putting this in the car. I carried it the whole time. Will anybody see it? I'm like, I have it. I finally did it.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is.
Wow.
See... Now, this is more of a visual, but if you look in the corner, the person tried to peel it.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
Yeah.
And on the back, over here, in the bottom right-hand corner, you see a number. That number translates to what plant it was made in.
You realize he's in heaven right now.
Then,
I'm looking at it.
Then, it's in stereo. So, I finally get it away from the guy so he doesn't see me, you know... doing cartwheels. And then I pull it out and I say, okay, let me think. Stereo's got me because they did mono.
Yeah.
That's a Beatles mono.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I'm like, oh. The four, I don't know. And then if you look here, you see, and again, this is a visual, but you see the line here where the old sticker is, and then this is the paste over.
Okay.
So I'm like, that's it. And that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like with Paul in the trunk.
Okay.
So, and then I pull the record out.
It's a Monkees album?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
It's in perfect shape.
Wow.
But the record, I don't think counts.
Wow, yeah, probably not, but...
The record
doesn't
count. I still
keep it.
But it's just like, I'm like, and I just, I did it. It had nothing to do with the money. It had everything to do with I won. I finally won in life. You know what I mean? And I felt bad for this guy. Because I'm walking around...
Because he lost.
Yeah, and this guy, the poor guy didn't know. He was really nice.
Oh, give it to me. Look what you're doing. Oh, my gosh.
So, I felt so bad for this guy.
That you went back and gave him more money?
No. But I couldn't wait to get home. So I'm buying things, I'm buying this, I'm buying that. Okay, I gotta go home and research. Because it's me. I know there's a problem. So I'm like, first, it's stereo. I know that's bad. So I go home, I look it up.
Okay.
Stereo's rare. They printed 10. For every 10 albums in mono, they printed one in stereo.
That actually makes sense.
It does. I wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
It actually does make sense. After I saw it, I was like, yeah, that's right. So then I'm like, oh, wow, this is cool. So now I have the rare one. So now the price is going up to change. Okay? Then I'm like, okay, what plant did it come out of? Jacksonville, Indiana. There were different plants by the numbers. 4 is Jacksonville, Indiana. 5 is whatever, L.A. mono. 6 is L.A. stereo. Whatever it is. They had all these different plants. So I'm like, it's me. There's a problem. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville, that's probably like where they printed 87,000 of them. Mm-hmm. It's the rarest of rarest plants in the world. Because the guy that ran the Jacksonville plant, when they brought them back, he took them all to a landfill. So they're in the ground somewhere. Well, obviously decomposed at this point, so I'm like ready to dig for them, you know? But he took them all back, and he dumped like 99.99% of them. So now, wait a minute. Me. I have a stereo Jacksonville Butcher cover.
Second State.
Second State. I'm like in like Flynn. I'm like, this is the most unbelievable thing in the world. So I get online, and one thing that was a problem is that if you look right here, is where you should be seeing Ringo, the old cover, to the right of the album. You should see, because where the old cover was, mm-hmm. Ringo's has a turtleneck, a mm-hmm. black turtleneck that you could see through mm-hmm. the pasting.
Okay.
Because it's on white and that's all black. Mm-hmm. So, and then I read that you got to see Ringo's turtleneck. And I'm like, I don't see Ringo's turtleneck.
It's hard to, yeah. Maybe to put up to a light.
So I'm just licking and scraping and just licking.
Oh, it's killing me.
One. Stop. I'm licking.
He's handling this thing. And
did you see me before when the yeah. bottom is like a little bit fumbling?
Stop touching it.
So I'm licking the album, trying to find Ringo's turtleneck. If you would have told me 3 hours prior to that the only thing I wanted to see in life is Ringo's turtleneck, I'd say, what the hell are you talking about? That's all I was thinking about. Lick, 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 where is it? Lick, 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 where is it? I can't find anything. I'm like, but then they say sometimes it's warm, you can't see it. I'm like, okay, no problem. Everything's good. So now I'm just proud, my chest is out, and I'm just happy. And I found a number online for a guy in New Jersey. That's all he does is collect Beatles stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't give you that phone number. So I say, let me call him, see if if he's around. He picks up the phone, so I'm like, guess what I got? Like, what? I have the Second State Butcher cover from Jacksonville in stereo. No, you don't. Yeah. So what do you mean, no, you don't? No, you don't. How do you know it's from Jacksonville? I said, it's got a four. He's like, oh yeah, no, that's from Jacksonville. It's in stereo too. It says stereo. It's in good shape and everything. You can see them where they were going to peel it and blah 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 and this and that. And, no, you don't. He's like, do you see Ringo's turtleneck? I said, not really. I've been licking this album for 25 years. See Ringo's turtleneck. Apparently, they pretty much destroyed all of them.
Wow.
From Jacksonville.
No.
So this is just a regular stupid Beatles album.
But you can tell there's something underneath.
What about the four? What about the...
The four is accurate. It was made in Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
Later. After, when they stopped doing the Butcher cover, they obviously kept doing the album.
Then why is it a sticker instead of just...
Because that's the way they did it. That's the way they actually made the album.
Oh, back then?
Back then.
So they're all stickers.
Oh,
so
they're all stickers.
They're like, oh my God, you are like amazing. And now we're like, yeah, you suck.
Do you know how I felt for 3 hours holding this album? Like, it was like the pride.
I still don't get that they would make albums with a sticker. I have albums from back then that
aren't
stickers.
It was just the way that they were made, because he even said it. Because it's three things. First it's the cardboard. Then they take the back cover and lean it over. That's why this peels. And then they take the front cover and they put a sticker on. And there's something underneath here.
Only for the Beatles then, because I have albums from back then, like I said, that they're not like that.
Listen.
If you're saying that's not worth anything, can we try to peel it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to peel it.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh, no.
But, wait.
I see a sticker.
How do you know for sure, though? What if there is something under there?
You want a lick?
No.
He ain't there.
You can't get a really strong light or something?
No, trust me. And then I looked up what it's supposed to look like. I'm like, it's probably really... You could almost see his face. You could almost see his face, and he's right here.
So I want to.
Not that it's going to be anything, but I have that record somewhere at home.
Are you out of your mind?
I don't know if it's whatever. I didn't buy it. I have all the Beatles records. I have all the original Beatles records.
Find it.
Well, that's going to take some time because all my stuff's in...
Right. Is that one hard to get? Like, I mean,
regular,
just like the one you're holding.
I don't know. So I'm thinking about the guy. I felt bad for this guy. He probably took another one out and threw it on the table. He probably has 17
right.
of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, but I didn't. It's most of my research. Now I'm like an expert on it. Like, you see Ringo, it's a four. It's not four.
Well, if he damages it, he can have mine. Because I don't need it.
No, you need it.
No, I don't need it.
What if it's a butcher cover?
Well, then I need it.
I have a couple Beatle albums, like in album format. You know.
You have this one?
No, I don't have that one.
Well, now you
but I don't want to see you damage it, because then I wouldn't
damage
it.
I just want to see if...
When I lived with my ex-husband, we bought those album frames. Did you ever see those album frames?
Yeah.
Selling? Like, we bought those, and I had all the Beatles albums like hanging on my wall.
With the record still in them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have this one?
I have them all. I have them all.
Well, this is worth money. Not this one. Not this particular one. This is worth...
It's probably nothing, but when I get all my stuff out of storage, I'll...
I'm so happy. And they even tried to peel it and everything. Like, I was so happy. And it seems like there's something underneath there, but...
Yeah, like, it looks like a big black box.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. A black box.
Shall we peel?
I say you're gonna ruin the album, unfortunately.
Just peel a little bit, because if it doesn't want to come off, then... It does not sound like it wants to.
No. Bri, I give this to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Leave it unpeeled, and we can always have the fantasy in our minds that,
that we have of what you're doing. Just put it with the rest of my crap, my baseball mud and my leaf spring.
No, I would put this with the Beatles. I have a few Beatle albums. I would put it with that.
No, that's radio show material. Bri. I have it goes on my shelf.
All right, we'll put it on your shelf.
You have a shelf?
Yeah, my shelf. My baseball.
Oh, in
mud.
There. Yeah.
So that's my Beatles story. I'm a loser. And then it's
that's
funny.
One of their songs.
please like the Imaginary Radio Show page on Facebook. Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.